Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, the Raiders come away with a 26-20 win over the Vikings. I'll give you my big takeaways from the game. Plus, you'll hear some locker room audio that I collected from multiple players following the game. Your calls and texts will close out the show. It's all coming up on Monday's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast for August 15th, 2022.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Just Raiders. Win.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Just win.
Your team
Just
every
win.
Day.
Just win.
Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
And welcome in, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raider podcast free and available on all platforms. Today's episode is actually being brought to you by BetOnline.net. They've got you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline.net, that's where the game starts. And, of course, I'll tell you a lot more about them later on in the show. But, man, Raider Nation, I got a lot to get to on today's show. All about Sunday, all about the Raiders game at Allegiant Stadium. Of course, they come away with the victory 26-20. But we all know in the preseason, it's not about victories. It's not about wins and losses. It's just about what you see on the field and how the team is developing. And before I even get into that, I do want to apologize for not having a show on Friday. I just ran out of time. It was one of those things where I thought that I had, 28 hours in a 24-hour time crunch. I just didn't. You know, I just at some point I looked up and said, I'm not going to be able to do it. I didn't get the Locked On Raiders podcast done that day. I didn't get the Locked On NFL podcast done that day. I was able to squeeze in Locked On Bets real quick. But, man, I'll tell you, it was tough going for me for Friday. So I apologize to anyone out there that was looking for the show, disappointed it wasn't up on Friday. I hate that I missed it, but just sometimes – time does not permit, you know, even though I think I could squeeze a million things into a 24-hour period, sometimes it does not work. So apologize for that. Thanks for understanding. And hey, we're back at it today, and I don't expect to be missing any other days anytime soon. So again, let's get back into the game. 26-20 victory over the Vikings. There was a lot of good things, and then there were some bad things in this game. You know, I do think that the team actually showed that they are getting better. You know, I think that they looked a lot better from week one to week two of the preseason. And really, it was only week one because the Hall of Fame game was what they call week zero. So really, from one game to the other, I thought they showed some improvement. I really did. And I thought that they looked pretty good in week zero's game, in the Hall of Fame game. But I thought that there were some really good things to take away from this game. And I'm really going to start with the defense. How about the goal line defense in the first half? You know, they made Minnesota settle for field goals actually a couple times. You know, one time they were right up against the goal line. I mean, it was goal to go, and they stopped them. And the other time was when Kellen Mond was in the game, and I think they got down to about the 5 or 6 yard line, and they made him scramble, and they had to settle for a field goal again. But, you know, that's what we talk about all the time when it comes to the defense, right? Remember how bad they were in the red zone last year? Well, to make a team settle for field goals just a couple times a game is going to help you win. So that was one of the biggest things, one of my biggest takeaways from the game, was that the defense was able to do that. Now, I will say there was a point of the game where the Raiders' run defense was horrendous, right? There was a part of the game where the Minnesota Vikings were just running up and down the field on the Raiders. But again, in the goal line, they just kind of bowed their neck and made them settle for field goals. So I thought that they did a pretty good job with that. Another big takeaway I had from the game was the penalties. The lack of penalties for the Raiders. And it's so rare to say that, right? I thought they did a really good job in the Hall of Fame game when it came to penalties, not getting any till really the end of the game. And they did pretty much the same thing in this game. You know, only 4 penalties for 29 yards. That's just about nothing, right? And I mean, they did a really good job. And actually, the one penalty that stood out to me the most was a Minnesota Viking penalty. And it was so funny because when it happened, it reminded me of a Raider penalty, and it just reminded me that this new regime is so attention to detail, so detail-oriented, that these kind of things aren't going to happen very often. And what it was the very first drive of the second half, the Raiders get the ball coming out of the locker room and basically go 3 and out, so they have to punt, right? So, okay, that possession is over, until it's not. The Minnesota Vikings had a defensive substitution, illegal defensive substitution penalty that ended up giving the Raiders a first down. It gave them enough yards to get a first down. And so the Raiders, what did they do? They capitalized on that penalty, and they went the rest of the length of the field and ended up scoring a touchdown. So that's one of those things you look at and you say, oh man, Minnesota was off the field. But because they made a mistake, they shot themselves in the foot, that penalty gave the Raiders new life and turned into a touchdown. That is something that the Raiders have done how many times? That's going back to the conversation that we had about learning how not to lose as opposed to being coached up to win. That's what this regime is doing, and that stood out to me in a major way. I wrote that down as soon as that play happened. Another positive takeaway that I had from the game was, what about the running backs? What the running backs were able to do. You want to talk about some healthy competition going on in that running back room. There was some good stuff done on the ground. Running back Britton Brown, he was a seventh-round pick out of UCLA. He led the Raiders with rushing with 54 yards and a touchdown on 14 carries, so just under 4 yards in average. He also had 2 catches for 7 yards. No Josh Jacobs on the day. Didn't need him, right? I mean, he was a guy that got a start in the Hall of Fame game, didn't have to play in this game. And that's just kind of what this regime is going to do throughout the course of the preseason. They're going to play some guys, then they're going to rest some guys. They're going to play other guys. It's just really no rhyme or reason right now to what they're doing, except for they're trying to see what fits. And so you saw a lot of Britton Brown, you saw some Austin Walter, you saw some Zamir White, Kenyon Drake was still out there doing some things. So yeah, I think that running back room is going to be just fine when it comes to the Raiders. And I like what they're able to do. And what really impressed me was the final drive of the game for the Raiders. When you have about 3 and a half minutes left in the game, and you know everyone in the building knows that you want to run and just wear out that clock, and the Raiders were able to do that to not give the ball back to the Minnesota Vikings at the end of the game. I was pretty impressed that the run blocking for the offensive line was able to go ahead and open up some holes to let Britton Brown pick up a couple first downs that ultimately, like I said, salted the game away. And I even asked John Simpson following the game about that, and you'll hear that coming up in segment number 2. So again, thought there was a lot of good that I saw on Sunday. There were some things that didn't look so good. Stidham was running for his life. The offensive line is still a work in progress. Some of it was on him. A couple of times he took off a couple times early, but the offensive line still gave up 4 sacks, right? So that's not good. They had 5 sacks that they gave up on the Hall of Fame game, 4 on Sunday. So that's not good. Also not very good. How about the special teams coverage units, right? Kickoff coverage and then obviously punt coverage. Not looking so good. If you remember the Hall of Fame game, they had a punt return touchdown that was called back because of a penalty. Well, they had another penalty on Sunday that returned that eliminated a big-time return. But then they had a kickoff where it was returned for big-time yardage. So the coverage units don't look great right now. Tom McMahon's got his work cut out for him. We know what happened to him in Denver. It did not look so hot. So hopefully he's able to get that thing back together. Now, their returns, their punt returns seem pretty good. DJ Turner, again, he just had a pretty good game, man. He had a really good game, but besides catching some good passes and taking one to the house for a touchdown, was also able to get loose a couple times on punt returns. So he looks like a guy that could be answering the question, who's going to be back there instead of Hunter Renfrow all the time? It could be DJ Turner. Matter of fact, here's Josh McDaniels after the game talking about DJ Turner's day.
Yeah, he did a good job. Did a good job in the kicking game, had a good return, and then certainly made plays when the ball found him on offense. So DJ is very consistent. He's been consistent all the way through, starting in the spring. He knows what his job is, and he plays fast, and he's physical for a smaller guy. He's got good size, and you saw his burst there, on the touchdown catch. So makes the most of his opportunities, which that's what we ask everybody to try to do. And DJ certainly did that today.
Wondering about his exact numbers, he led the team in receiving, had 3 catches for 58 yards, 19.3 average, and had the touchdown that I mentioned. Also returned 1 punt for 26 yards, which was the longest punt return of the night. And the touchdown pass that he caught from Nick Mullins was a 34-yard reception, crossing pattern. Looked like it was going to be, a nice little gainer. And then all of a sudden, he turned on the afterburners, right? Turner the burner. I mean, he really all of a sudden showed his speed and just separated quick, fast, and hurry and found a way to get to the end zone. So a tip of the cap to wide receiver DJ Turner, the first-year guy out of Pittsburgh. So there's so much to take away from this game. There's so much to take away from being at Allegiant Stadium and the atmosphere. I really want to, at some point in this show, talk about that because for a preseason game, I was very impressed. But I want you to hear what Josh McDaniels had to say about the game as well. Here was his opening statement following the game.
I'd start by saying congratulations to Becky and the Aces. I heard we had a victor and clinched the number 1 seed, so that's pretty cool. Seems like we made it out of this game fairly healthy, relative to people coming out of the game. We'll see how it turns up tomorrow, but guys played hard. Obviously, Kevin and his crew do a great job over there. It was a good team for us to play in the preseason. They used a different scheme than we see on both sides of the ball, so there was a lot to be gained today. So thought they played hard, thought they competed and finished the game, and there's certainly some things we're going to see tomorrow that we need to fix, but a good day overall.
There's Josh McDaniels talking about his, you know, just overall thoughts immediately following the game. Just got a couple more sound bites that I want you to hear, including the one on the offensive line. Thayer Munford, the seventh round pick out of Ohio State, he actually got to start at right tackle. Jermaine Illuminor was the left tackle. In the second half, you saw Alex Leatherwood at the right tackle position, and then Barton was at the left tackle position. So here's Josh McDaniels on the starters on the offensive line, and if we should take away anything from who was getting the start and when.
No, just, I mean, other than I think we have some depth at tackle, you know, and some competition. You know, we've told them since the first day we got here that this was going to be a situation where, you know, guys earn their opportunities and they'll determine their role. So we felt like there's been a lot of healthy competition in practice. And, you know, last week we started a certain group against Jacksonville, and we felt like practice this week, you know, pushed that competition even further and wanted to go ahead and give a few other opportunities today. And I thought we did that, you know, move some guys in and out inside, started there on the right side. Again, for a young guy, he's really, you know, he's done a nice job for himself and earned the opportunity that he had today. So, again, we'll see what the film shows us and tells us, but I think there was some good things to see from all those tackles.
Final soundbite I have for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast, news and notes of the day, just reacting to the Raiders 26-20 victory over the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday, just has to do with starters in general. You know, a lot of folks talked about Josh Jacobs when he started in the Hall of Fame game. Then he wasn't out there at all on Sunday. So, you know, people started to react to that. Of course, Alex Leatherwood, the offensive lineman, that was the first round pick. He starts in the second half instead of the first half. I mean, there's a lot of mixing and matching that this new regime is doing. And so Vinny Bonsignor, as a matter of fact, asked Josh McDaniels following the game, are we reading too much into who's starting and when? And he responded, yes. And he said, okay, so is it just about evaluation? Is that what's going on right now throughout the preseason process?
It's not like we haven't discussed why we're doing it. You know, like I said, there's different reasons for what we did. And we have more time still. You know, we don't play another game for, or we don't play a regular season game for a while. So I think we allow these opportunities, you know, to be determined by what we see and how they perform in practice. And so, you know, there's some guys that maybe didn't start tonight for one reason or another that will be starting on opening day, you know, at some point, you know, but the competition is real. It's ongoing. And I think it's the healthiest thing we have going for us in the locker room because it makes everyone better. And when they, you know, when they know they come to work and there's something to be said about each day's work that they put in, that makes it more important. And so they come in with a great attitude and a great approach, and I think it's made our team better.
So what I took away, my major takeaway from that soundbite right there was guys earn everything in practice. And what the coaching staff sees from you in practice is going to determine what they're going to do with you on game day. And that even means in the preseason as well. So just a soundbite to remember. Just hold on to that one. I just want to make sure you maintain that sound in your mind because that's basically what he said. What you do in practice is going to determine what you're going to do on game day, if you're playing or if you're not playing or how much you're playing. That's all that goes into it, is what they see from you throughout the week of practice. And that, in my opinion, is exactly how it should be. So you'll hear some more sound from Josh McDaniels later on in the show. But coming up in segment number two, going to let you hear from some of the players that I was able to talk to in the locker room following the games, like Daron Harmon, left guard John Simpson, quarterback Jarrett Stidham, wide receiver Tyron Johnson, Malcolm Kuntz. Got to talk to all those guys. I'll try to get as many of those in as possible coming up in segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast after I tell you about BetterHelp. And before I actually even get into it and let you know what BetterHelp is, just think about that time when life threw you a massive curveball. Did you have someone around who could help talk you through it? Probably not, right? A lot of times we don't. A lot of times we don't have that person that we can lean on and talk to and just hear that, hey, it's going to be okay, or just get it off our chest. I mean, a lot of times life is full of twists and turns. You just never know exactly what's going to happen. Well, that is where BetterHelp comes in. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help. It's professional therapy done securely online, available to people worldwide. You can log on to your account anytime, send a message to your therapist. You can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to be, right? Getting therapy every week is as easy as a few clicks on your laptop or from your phone. With therapy, it could take a few tries to find the right fit for you. Well, BetterHelp makes it easy and free to change therapists if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp is a great way to invest in yourself, and that is so important, investing in yourself. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. There's all kinds of different testimonials. I check them out all the time. There's so many people that have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Right now, they're having a special offer for all listeners of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/LockedOn. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp. That's HELP.com/LockedOn.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. I said it following the Hall of Fame game. I'm very excited about the locker room being back open in 2022, something that it has not been for a while, and it seems like forever, but it wasn't that long, but it was still long enough, right? So I was able to bring you some post-game sound from the locker room last week. Of course, I did the same thing on Sunday, and I'll do the same thing at every game that I'm at. I know I'll be at every home game. Not sure how many away games I'll be at just because of work responsibilities. Not too sure what I'll be doing, but or obligated to do, but excited about the opportunity to be at the locker room, at least, you know, on these home games. So want to get into the sound that I was able to pick up. Before I do that, though, I did want to let you hear what Josh McDaniels, the head coach of the Raiders, had to say about the atmosphere of a preseason game, because, man, I could do a whole segment just on the atmosphere at Allegiant Stadium on Sunday. I mean, this is a game that is a preseason game, so you know it's not always going to be super packed. It's not going to be super loud and everything, but man, the environment for the Raiders, and yes, there were Viking fans too, whatever, it is what it is. There was a, it was a hell of an environment. It really was. Allegiant Stadium does a great job putting on a show, but Raider Nation did a great job showing out. Here's Josh McDaniels kind of giving the tip of the cap, and I'm really starting to enjoy his press conferences more and more and more, and I think he's really starting to enjoy being the head coach of the Silver and Black. But here's head coach Josh McDaniels talking about coaching in Allegiant Stadium for the first time and the atmosphere and just Raider Nation in general.
This was a special day too. You know, I've been around a lot of preseason games over 22 years, and I don't remember one feeling like this. I would just say that the reception from our fans, getting to know Raider Nation the way that you see them now, it's just different. You know, I've competed against them a handful of times in my time in the NFL, but now to kind of be on the same side, you understand why it is what it is. And I'm lucky and blessed to be the head coach here. That is the best atmosphere in a preseason game that I've ever been a part of. And that's easy to say that, clearly. So I can't wait to play another time in here and then get to the regular season and have the opportunity to do it for real in the regular games. But, you know, what a great, passionate fan base they have. And, you know, to have the girls here and my son on the sideline, you know, it was a special day.
Hey, Coach Josh McDaniels right there talking about the atmosphere at Allegiant Stadium on Sunday for a preseason game. It was pretty incredible. Now, want to get to some of the sound that I got in the locker room following the game. And this is great. I love getting into the locker room. So the first conversation that I had was actually a one-on-one. And most of these are just group sessions. You just walk around and you'll find a guy and you start talking to him. And then multiple people will come over and it'll just be one of those group sessions. But here you go. First one was one-on-one. Me and safety, Jerron Harmon.
Here in the locker room with Jerron Harmon. And Jerron, you almost had a pick. You almost had it. I know for a guy who's a ball magnet, man, that must, you must have hated that ball bouncing off
for
your hand.
Sure, man. But, you know, sometimes it bounces your way, sometimes it don't. Jayon did a great job of making a great play on the ball. It was a low ball. Got his hands up on it. I was driving the receiver. And sometimes, you know, when you're doing your job, the ball just bounces the other way.
It just happens
good.
Like that sometimes.
I know eventually it's going to go my way.
No doubt. What did you think about the first game in Allegiant Stadium being a Raider?
Man, it was amazing. The atmosphere was crazy. How packed it was. I was very surprised because, you know, you get most preseason games where it's half full.
Right.
But when I came out to warm up, I was like, man, it's already half full. And then when we came out the tunnel, it was packed, man. So I'm looking forward to being able to really, you know, play with the team, do everything I can to help us win and do everything we can to get wins for the Raider Nation.
How can that crowd energy help you as a defender and help the defense when you need that big play, like down by the goal line?
For sure. Just the energy, how loud they get, making it hard for the offense to communicate. And just like when you feel that energy, no matter if you're tired, no matter if the play, the series is not going your way, there's something about that home field advantage where you can utilize it, and it brings something up out of you to where, you know, when you think you might not be able to do something, you can.
Right, and you know what it looks like. The defense is supposed to look like you've been in the system. Mm-hmm. How do you think it is right now after two preseason games?
We're headed in the right direction. Right. Is it perfect? No, but we are having less mistakes than what we had when we first started in OTAs and even when we started in training camp. So the only thing we can do right now is look at the film tomorrow to correct the mistakes, and then the next opportunity we get, just keep making less and less mistakes.
At practice every day, what we hear is communicate. I hear all that from the defensive coaches. Yeah. How important is that to be able to have that communication?
Very important, especially in this defense. This is not a defense where, you know, it's one or two calls. And, you know, there's adjustments on each and every play. With motions, with stacks, with bunches. And, you know, Josh does a good job of challenging us offensively or defensively, making us communicate with all the different formations and motions that he gives us. So it's been really good.
Safety Daron Harmon right there. He's been a vet in the league. He's a guy who creates a bunch of turnovers. And I know he didn't get the turnover on Sunday, but he's going to get some throughout the course of the year for the Silver and Black. Pretty excited about that. Next player I wanted you to hear from was left guard John Simpson. Tashawn Reed from The Athletic and myself, we were both talking to him. And really, he's starting off talking about Thayer Munford, the 7th-round pick out of Ohio State, how he got the start at the right tackle position. Here is John Simpson talking all things offensive line, but starting off talking Thayer Munford.
I think that's the biggest thing for him, is just like knowing that it's just another game. Everybody here for the same reason. We're playing football. We're trying to, you know, be better and get better. So I think he's definitely doing the right thing. He's working hella hard. And I always tell him, I'm like, look, bro, like, it's just football. So
today was probably the most we've seen him play so far throughout our training camp. How do you think? I know, obviously, you only see so much playing next to him, but how do you think he performed?
I think he did really well. He's like I said, he's a young guy. He just got in there. He's still trying to get some butterflies out and stuff like that. And then, again, too, it's like still preseason, so there's some things that him and other people, too, like struggle with. So we just watch film and get better at those things.
Now you guys have a few moving parts on the offensive line. Obviously, you have a new coach, so it's a little bit of a transition. But it's a lot of the same guys from last year. How do you feel like you all kind of progressing?
I think we're getting better, man. We're getting better each and every day. Nothing's perfect. And we're going to try our hardest to get to that point and be perfect. But like I said, nothing's perfect. So we're going to take it one play at a time and just keep going. Put the last play behind us every rep.
How difficult is it to gel as a unit when there's so many moving parts trying to figure out who fits where?
I think it ain't that bad at all, honestly. And I say that because we're such a close-knit group. Mm-hmm. It don't matter who it is. It can be Bam. Bam is like, you know, Bam is Bam. But he's a, like, we all like close-knit, and we all work together all the time. So it's like not super hard, but there are things that are different when we play next to different certain people. So
how you felt it's come along? You guys learning this new coaching staff, this, you know, obviously on the offensive line, but just as a whole.
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty good. We're progressing well. It was our second preseason game, and I think as far as that goes, I think we're doing way better than I expected. So
to see the offensive line be able to get that push on that last drive, just to salt away the game.
Yeah.
I mean, how satisfying as offensive lineman is that just to even see it?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, man. Like, we got hungry guys. People hungry as hell to make the next play and do the right thing and stuff like that. And I feel like that'll go a long way. Like, these guys are, like, we work so hard and stuff like that. So when I see things like that, it gives me lit. I get lit as hell.
Luminor is a guy that does a lot for you guys, moves around over the line. What have you seen out of him that you like, kind of what he brings to your room?
Jermaine, he's a hard worker. He definitely, like, you know, he puts his head down and just go to work. Whatever they ask him to do, he'll do it. He's not one of those guys that feels entitled or anything like that. And I could say that about anybody else in the O-line room. They just, whatever coach say, like, you need to do, we're going to do it. We're going to try to get it done to the best of our ability. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate him. He's been working hard. We played next to each other today, and he did pretty well. So
there's left guard John Simpson after the game in the locker room talking about all things offensive line. Coming up in segment number three, you're going to hear from quarterback Jarrett Stidham. You're going to hear from Tyron Johnson, a.k.a. T-Billy, and you'll also hear from Malcolm Kuntz. All three of those players will come up after I tell you about BetOnline.net, which is the title sponsor of today's show. It is also the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your betting needs. You can find your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, even golf. BetOnline.net continues to be the top online resource for all your sports wagering information. They have live in-game betting, scores, and podcasts. They've got you covered. Head to the website on your laptop or your mobile device to learn about the action happening today. BetOnline.net, that's where the game starts.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Normally, it's your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. We'll get back to that tomorrow. Have some more player interviews, player conversations that we had in the locker room following the game. So I want you to make sure that you're able to hear that. So we're going to go ahead and do those, and we'll have more calls and texts coming up on tomorrow's show. So the first player I want you to hear from is quarterback Jarrett Stidham, who is doing a really good job at the backup quarterback position. I think that Nick Mullins kind of tightened up the competition a little bit on Sunday. There were some really good things. Matter of fact, Chase Garbers, I thought, played well as well on Sunday. But really, it's between Jarrett Stidham and Nick Mullins for that number two spot. And on Sunday, Jarrett Stidham got the start. He had played in four series. He passed for 68 yards, going 10 of 15. Also ran for a touchdown, ran for 16 yards on four carries, but had that touchdown as well. So that's 2 weeks in a row that Jarrett Stidham has had a touchdown run. So we caught up to Jarrett Stidham in the locker room following the game. Here was that conversation. Jarrett Stidham starts off just talking about the overall feel of the game.
Good to get a win, good to get back out there. That kind of thing.
First time in this stadium to do it too. Like, what kind of feel to just be out on the field?
Oh, it was great. I had actually never been here. So today was my first time, seeing everything, and an amazing game day experience, amazing stadium. Amazing fans, so it was fun.
You got to run on the run a little bit, had some maybe some protection issues up front. Like, what were you kind of seeing from them, and how much do you have to analyze film before you really know what's going on?
Like I said earlier, I mean, excited to look at the film and see, areas we can improve. I know definitely that I can improve on some of those plays. So, we're all working hard to improve every day. So we'll take a look and see how it is.
Are you Michael Vick now?
Everybody was joking on the sideline about that. No, definitely not. Definitely not.
How did it change? You had so many different offensive line combinations in there. How's it changed for you as a quarterback when you guys are rotating, getting a bunch of different looks?
No, it's really good. I have a confidence in all those guys, and obviously in practice we're getting reps with all those guys as well. So whoever's out there is out there, and we're just trying to execute and move the ball down the field.
As much as you have to look at the tape, is it good to get points out of some drives?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the objective every time. Don't step on the logo. That's the objective, obviously, to put points on the board every time we go out there. So it was good to put up some, but I also think we probably left some out there. So.
How do you feel the offense is coming along? Do you feel like everyone's picking it up pretty quickly?
I think guys are working really hard to improve every day, and guys are trying to, improve every day, and we're all working really hard, like I said, to continue to make jumps and make leaps, and I mean, that's all we can do right now during training camp is just try to improve every day.
Is it really your first time in Allegiant Stadium?
It was today, yeah. I was really excited about it, so today was the first time, and it was great.
What was great?
What did you notice from last week to this week in terms of jumps with the offense?
No, I think the biggest thing is, whether if it's practice or the game, not trying to repeat errors, and not trying to make the same mistakes twice. And so I think the guys are working really hard, myself included, to just learn from, mistakes that we've made in the past and try and come out here and not make those things and try to move the ball down.
Quarterback Jarrett Stidham in the locker room following the game, and you heard him say, don't step on the logo, don't step on the logo. A reporter was walking across and stepped on the Raider symbol in the middle of the floor there in the locker room, and that's a rule that they have, that you can't step on the logo. If you do step on the logo, it's 25 push-ups. So, this is new for reporters as well, being in the locker room there at Allegiant Stadium. We've never done it before. This is the first time. But I will say, I didn't step on the logo. I wouldn't have stepped on it anyway.
just because I think I had already heard that before, but it is so massive and it looks awesome in that locker room. I wouldn't want to step on it anyway. So, but that is a rule. 25 push-ups if you step on the logo. Now, the reporter didn't do 25 push-ups, but it would have been pretty funny to see them do that. So head coach Josh McDaniels was asked about Jarrett Stidham following the game in his press conference as well, and he talked about him, but then he also went into detail about the rest of the quarterbacks. As I mentioned, I thought all of them did a good job on Sunday. He goes into a pretty lengthy answer about all the quarterbacks. So here's head coach Josh McDaniels talking about Stidham, which leads into Nick Mullins and Chase Garbers as well.
I thought all the quarterbacks did well. I really did. Jarrett led a couple scoring drives, and then Nick came in and did the same thing, and then Chase moved the team a little bit there at the end. I think Jarrett has, really grown, over time. And one of the things that keeps showing up that I'm really happy about is that there's no turnovers, and before we can win, we have to learn how to not lose. And, all the quarterbacks went in there and generally took care of the ball, made good decisions. Sometimes the best decisions are the ones that nobody can tell on, in the stadium right away that it was a good choice, but, throwing the ball away or sometimes taking a sack, I thought both of those guys did a good job of moving us, scoring points, and finishing some drives and taking care of the ball at the same time.
Head coach Josh McDaniels talking about the quarterbacks, talking about the ball security, which is obviously very important. No coach wants to see the quarterback turn the ball over, and the Raiders are doing a really good job of that. And matter of fact, just protecting the ball in general, they put the ball on the ground twice. Once Nick Mullins, he couldn't hold the snap, and it went over his head and ended up being like a 19-yard loss. And somehow, some way, they found a way to get out of that and picked up a first down and went down the field and actually ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive. So that was pretty impressive. And then the other time they put the ball on the ground was running back Britton Brown. He got hit really hard. The ball came out, and offensive lineman Tyrone Wheatley Jr., as a matter of fact, recovered it. So no fumbles lost is a good thing, and ball security is always going to be a great thing. Also want you to hear from Tyron Johnson, a.k.a. T-Billy. He's a guy that, a lot of people talk about. He's a guy that's got a lot of speed. He's looking to carve a rollout on the Raiders squad as that other wide receiver. You already know Devontae Adams. You know Hunter Renfro. Mac Hollins, I believe, makes the team just based off of special teams alone. So is it going to be DeMarcus Robinson? Is it going to be T-Billy? Who's up? So here's the conversation we had in the locker room with Tyron Johnson, a.k.a. T-Billy, my guy Adam Hill from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, also our sister station, ESPN Las Vegas, Cofield and Company. He actually starts out talking about that play in the end zone that looked like it could have been a touchdown pass, but the defender got in the way and really probably should have been a pass interference penalty, but it wasn't called. Here's that conversation in the locker room with wide receiver Tyron Johnson.
Real close to a couple of real big plays the last couple of weeks, and I know in camp you've been making them like every day. Like how close are you feeling a couple, and the one seemed like it was close interference. Did you think you were going to hit the flag?
I mean, I thought it should have been interference, but coach just said, just keep working hard, keep trying to perfect my craft every day, and just make the play next time it comes to me.
There's a lot of people talking about you all the time, social media, typing you up on some of the plays. Like, are you feeling that? Are you kind of getting that feedback a little bit?
No, I really try not to pay attention to, the hype. I really just try to, just do my job every day, to execute and to get better.
One of the things Coach said is that everybody knows you're so fast, so talented, but, you've become so consistent now. Have you felt that? Is that, a progression in your career?
Yeah, that is, a big deal for me, staying consistent. Everybody know I got speed, everybody know I got talent. But it's the dependable part when it comes to a guy like Josh McDaniels that's been to the bowl multiple times, nine times, and actually won games. So he wants you to be more dependable than just talented. So every play, you got to be able to do, the correct way, consistency.
How was the field conditions? It looked kind of rough, but it seems like you were playing okay.
I mean, it wasn't that bad. We probably needed some better grass out there, but it wasn't that bad. For me, we could play anywhere. In the parking lot, I was ready to go.
Awesome. On the practice field, especially, it seems like you're always talking, always a guy that's kind of raising them around, talking to yourself. Where'd that come from? Has that always been your style? Or
that has always been me, just hype. My practice is like my game day, so I treat it the same. So I go out there with the same intensity, try to bring some other guys up and really bring myself up, because when you're in camp, you're grinding every day, you need to have the right mindset to go out there to have a good practice.
How do you feel everything's coming along? The competition in the wide receiver room, the offense picking it up and everything like that?
I mean, everything coming along pretty good. I mean, the competition is great. We got a lot of guys that can make plays. So at the end of the day, we just try to push each other to be better and, just execute.
The iron sharpens iron mentality is alive, right? We talk about wide receiver and how that's a competitive room. you're making an impression on me on special teams. I think that's just going to separate you from the rest of the pack. Can you please explain to me how and what makes you such a special teams ace as a team's runner?
I mean, when you're the third, fourth, fifth, sixth receiver, you have to play special teams. There's no way you would make the team if you don't. So that's a big part of my game. And, you know, every receiver that's not a three, not a one, not a two, you have to perfect your craft as special teams to make the team.
Saw you in warm-ups playing catch with some of the fans. Is it important for you to keep things lighthearted as you're getting ready for...
Oh, yeah. At the end of the day, we're playing football out there. I mean, we could be serious. It's a time to be serious, but it's family, you know, fans in the stands, you know, that pay their money to come see us. You know, I want them to enjoy this. So.
What did you think about the environment today, especially for a preseason game?
It was energetic. I mean, the fans was crazy. It was packed than I thought it would be. It didn't feel like a preseason game. Kind of didn't want to come out, but it was very fun, and fans gave us a lot of energy today.
I know you've had success in the NFL before, but where do you feel like compared to back then, like a year or two ago? Where do you feel like you've made the biggest strides now? Where are you better?
The biggest strides for me is just consistency and being dependable. See what I'm saying? I made a lot of big plays with the Chargers with Herbert, and everybody know about that, but I just want to be consistent. I just want to, you know, do it again. See what I'm saying? And that's when you solidify yourself as a top player in this league.
Tyron Johnson right there, a.k.a. T-Billy, out there trying to make some plays and make an impression on the coaching staff to solidify himself and solidify that roster spot. Remember, the first set of cutdowns comes up on Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The roster has to go from 90 to 85. So for five guys, this game on Sunday was the last game that they'll play with the silver and black. The final player I want you to hear from is second-year guy Malcolm Kuntz. It's really short from him. He has really short answers. But he starts off talking about his sack that he had early in the game. And it's funny, I tweeted out as soon as he had a sack, like, man, this dude makes the most of every snap he has because he's not in there a whole lot. But, man, when he's in there, you can go back to last season, he maximizes his opportunities and gets a lot of sacks. And so he got a sack early in the game on Sunday as well. So he's actually talking about how that sack helped him ease into the rest of the game.
It's just like it feels like a huge exhale. Like, okay, now I can play. Yeah. So.
Where do you feel like you made a leap from, you know, maybe not only practice but first preseason game to this one?
I think this preseason game, I was trying to more focus on different moves this game, trying not to just do my long arm or just like trying to like work on other stuff. So I think I did other things. I mean, I got a sack on the inside. I didn't get that last week. I kind of missed it. So. Yeah.
Has that been a whole thing in the NFL, putting new stuff into your repertoire? Do you have a lot more moves you're going to now than maybe you did this time a year or a year and a half ago?
Yeah, 100%. A year or a year and a half ago, 100%. But every day in practice, I'm working new things, so, yeah.
What has it been like with that new defensive line crew and the new coaching staff and everything just developing so far in training camp?
It's been great. It's been a great environment, a great learning environment. We got older guys like Max and Chan that is just like, you can pick their brain anytime you want. They come up with advice all the time. If I feel like I didn't get home one time because of something, they would like tell you exactly what you was doing wrong and stuff like that, or how to do it different, or look at it in a different way. So it's just a great environment just to like grow and stuff.
It looks like you're a guy that maximizes every rep you have, because every time you're out there, it seems like you're making a play, even in a limited amount of snaps. What goes into that? Just pin your ears back and go?
Just exactly. Pin my ears back and go. Just try to make the most of my opportunity. That's it.
Yeah.
I want to ask you another big play on defense. I think it probably wasn't as a highlight as yours, but they had a play from the 1 yard line and Andrew Billings stuffed it. I just wanted to ask you about him, one of your teammates on the interior. What have you seen out of him?
He is like a pillar. He is a solid dude. He's been going crazy this camp, so yeah, he's great.
There goes the second year guy out of Buffalo, Malcolm Kuntz. He had the one sack on the game, 6 yard loss that forced a punt. That was a third down play, forced a punt. He ended up with two tackles on the game, and again, just really makes the most of the limited amount of snaps that he has. So that's all the player sound that I have from the locker room following the game on Sunday. Wanted to make sure I squeezed in all of it on today's show, so the show went a little bit longer than it was supposed to. Apologize for not getting any calls or texts on this show, but they will be on the show tomorrow in a major way for Tuesday. Later on this morning, we'll be talking to head coach Josh McDaniels around 10:30 by way of Zoom, so we'll bring you the best of that as well coming up on the show tomorrow, as well as more conversation about putting this roster together as they prepare for the third preseason game of the preseason for them as they are traveling to Miami on Saturday. So that's all I got for you for today's show. Appreciate you, Raider Nation, for making the Locked On Raider podcast your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the show free and available on all platforms. Till tomorrow, Raider Nation, take care of yourself, take care of your family, love on your family, and most importantly, as always, just win, baby.